going out on the road again after those slow starts. Is that something you guys are talking about as a team this week?
Not really. You know, I think the biggest thing is just stay true to who we are. You know, I think as long as we do that, as long as we trust each other, you know, just making sure that we know that we're accountable to each other, knowing that each guy is going to be in the place that he's supposed to be, then we'll be just fine.
Your two full seasons are, they were like 15-1 at home, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And when you say your message is to not change things or not make the stadium effect too much bigger than it is, did you feel like other teams when they came in, it was in their heads a little bit?
I think a little bit. I mean, you hear in the media, oh, you know, teams are doing all this crowd noise and they're doing this and they hype it up all week. You know, you play in NFL stadiums, you play in big environments. It's not like it's something that you haven't done before. I mean, it is a great place to play. The fans are really great. The 12th man is a really great fan base. And, you know, they are loud, but at the same time, too, it's not like these guys have never played in a stadium or an environment where it's been loud or it's been a really tight game, for sure.
Right. Guinness Book of World Records, though, has done tests and said twice that they had the outdoor loudest stadium. And do you agree with that?
Yeah, for sure. I went to Arrowhead and played there. That was definitely a loud one, but... when I was there, we had some pretty – the NFC Championship game, that one was unbelievable against the 49ers. Mm-hmm. That one was pretty loud. We had a couple games that were divisional opponents that were pretty loud. But, yeah, I mean, it definitely can get rocking for sure.